From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama is preparing to build three new mega prisons. It's part of a plan to address chronic overcrowding and violence in the state prison system. Governor Kay Ivey recently announced where the new prisons will be built, but many residents in these towns are pushing back. In Bibb County, one community is fighting to block the project. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Briarfield is about 10 miles from Montevallo. There's one restaurant, a post office, and a small convenience store that's cash only. About 1,500 people live in the area. The state wants to build a 3,000-inmate prison here, one that's much larger than any existing facility. Jackson McNeely lives in Briarfield and is leading an effort to block the project.
Bringing in a prison of this size with 3,100 inmates is going to totally evaporate the quality of life that we have come to build for our families.
McNeely doesn't know for sure, but she thinks they're planning to build the prison about a mile from her house.
Based on, 139 is here. See the hardwood, the largest hardwood? Right here, go back and you'll see a tall tree and then everything just drops down.
Uh-huh.
Back in there.
The area is quiet, surrounded by trees. McNeely and her neighbors have a lot of questions. They want to know how developers plan to build a prison in an area with such limited resources. Where will they get the water from? What about the strain on local emergency providers and the impact on property values? McNeely says no one's come to town to talk about it.
As far as the state goes, there has been nothing. It's crickets. We can't get any answers.
Governor Kay Ivey and Prisons Commissioner Jeff Dunn are leading the construction project. It doesn't require legislative approval. It's a build-lease plan, so private companies will build the prisons, and the state will lease them on a 30-year contract. Officials say negotiations will remain private until these contracts are signed, which could be early next year. Cam Ward used to represent Briarfield as a state senator. He supports building new prisons, but says the Department of Corrections, or the DOC, needs to be more transparent.
Since this is something the legislature didn't vote for or approve, it's been pretty much internalized at DOC, so I would really like DOC and some of their representatives up there in the communities, you know, trying to answer the questions these folks are having.
Prison officials declined to be interviewed for this story. In a statement, they say they haven't met with residents because private companies are building the prisons. They say they look forward to reaching the point when they can provide more information. What we do know is that two other mega prisons will be built in Elmore and Escambia counties, and up to 11 existing inmate facilities will close. That worries people in communities that stand to lose a prison and the economic benefits that come with it. The whole experience has led many people to start paying attention to prison reform. David Klein works in law enforcement and lives in Briarfield. He says before all this, he knew state prisons were violent and overcrowded, but he didn't pay much attention to what the Department of Corrections was doing about it.
I knew that DOC had some issues. But I didn't know how they were going to combat those issues. I didn't know they were going to build a prison in my backyard to try and combat those issues either.
In recent months, Klein and other Briarfield residents have been working with advocacy groups who oppose these new prisons, and they hired a lawyer. They've also hosted regular meetings to rally support. Dozens of people came to the last one in November. The county sheriff, Jody Wade, said there's still hope that they can change the state's plan.
These leases have not been signed. The paperwork is not finalized, so it is not a done deal. So let's not give up the fight. Let's try to stop these.
The Department of Corrections says there's no plan to change the location. The prison in Briarfield will be the second for Bibb County. There's currently a state prison about 20 miles away in a town called Brent. It was built on a swamp and will likely be one of the facilities that will close after the new ones open. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.